This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate will vote next week on a bill to codify abortion rights at the federal level. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set a vote for next Wednesday on a bill to make certain abortion rights are protected on the federal level. He says the vote will show just exactly how every senator, including Republicans, feel about individual rights.
Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
Schumer does not have the necessary 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster and move ahead with the House-passed bill, which means the effort is certain to fail. But he says members of both parties need to go on record about where they stand in these months heading into the midterm elections in November. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Ukraine's prime minister has told VOA that he believes Russia hopes to create a migration crisis in Europe through its attacks on Ukraine. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal spoke to VOA in Warsaw Thursday on the sidelines of an international donors conference in support of Ukraine. Shmyhal said Russia aims to use attacks on civilians to motivate Ukrainians to flee the country and create what he called a migration tsunami. Shmyhal also said Ukraine is running a monthly budget deficit of about $5 billion per month over the past 4 months. He said the International Monetary Fund has agreed
And in other news, four astronauts from the International Space Station returned to Earth early Friday in a space capsule from SpaceX, splashing down the Gulf of Mexico just off the coast of Florida, ending months of orbital research ranging from space-grown chilies to robots. The SpaceX crew Dragon capsule carrying the three U.S. NASA astronauts and a European Space Agency crewmate from Germany parachuted into calm waters at the conclusion of a 23-hour-plus autonomous flight home from the International Space Station. It took splashdown response teams less than an hour to reach the capsule, bobbing in the water and hoisted onto the deck of recovery vessel, and opened the hatch to let the astronauts out for their first breath of fresh air in nearly 6 months. The newly returned astronauts were officially designated as NASA's Commercial Crew 3, the third full-fledged long-duration team of four that SpaceX has flown to the space station under contract for the U.S. Space Agency. With the coronavirus killing an estimated 15 million people worldwide, including nearly 1 million in the United States, the Biden administration, despite a lack of funding for domestic and international pandemic response, is set to mobilize a global effort to end the acute phase of COVID-19. The U.S. will co-host the second global COVID-19 summit on May 12th, following the first in September of 2021. The virtual summit will mark a shift from a crisis management strategy to the more sustainable approach of building resilient public health systems. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.